And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world.
Let's go.
It's the That's Not Christian Podcast.
Dale, dale, dale.
But, you know, there's another thing that's been going around. Y'all, did y'all see the
what,
Senate?
Besides COVID?
No, the COVID. Senate had recently pressed Twitter, Facebook, and IG.
Well, that's the same thing, IG, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Censoring?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the most viral part of that was Ted Cruz yelling at Twitter CEO.
What's his name? Dorsey?
Jack Dorsey, yeah.
Jack.
You know what's funny? I was on Twitter, and this is why I like Twitter, because they're over here clowning on Jack Dorsey, talking about he's coming out from the Israelites looking like Moses or Abraham, something like that, because the way they do was like had a long beard, super skinny. So that part was funny to me. But the Ted Cruz pretty much tell him, who the hell made you, you know, the mediator, the boss or whatever of censorship? So the arguments of people on the right is that these big tech social media companies are censoring their views, their posts and everything.
I have mixed feelings about it. Here's my thoughts. My whole thing is, this is their platform, right? Like, they built this platform. And it's the same thing, like, let's say somebody's trolling us in our comments, right? And I don't think we ever blocked anyone from our account. But let's say if we were to, right? Like, that's our account. And I feel like we have the right to do as we please. So if these companies or, you know, these social media companies feel like, hey, listen, we have a policy and this is our guidelines for our policy. You know, we're going to kind of censor, or we're going to take out, you know, whatever we think is wrong. You know, now, do I totally agree with that? No, because in my mind, I look at social media like a free market, a free place for anyone to have expression and stuff like that. But I do understand that when you're running a business, you have certain guidelines, you have certain principles, you have certain policies, you know. And I think it really started with, I mean, it's been going on for a while, but I think what really emerged recently was the whole Hunter Biden stuff. And Dorsey was kind of saying, look, like, we are not going to allow things that are supposedly hacked, right? Because it's supposedly hacked or allegedly hacked. We're not going to allow that on our platform. You know what I'm saying? Or we're not going to allow false information or whatever it may be. So I feel like I have to respect that as well. It's their platform. They created this platform. Who am I to say, right, well, you can't do that on your own platform? And even though for me, I would prefer the free market. Post whatever you want. Well, not post whatever you want. Let me rephrase that, because I don't think, you know, any adult content or things like that. But basically, you have that freedom of speech and expression on these platforms. You know, that's just my take on it. You know what I mean? What y'all feel about that?
Nobody?
Anybody? Anybody out there?
We'll wait for Jimmy. We all know, kind of know what he's gonna say.
Yeah, you guys already know what I'm gonna say, man. So why even go there? Yeah. Nah, look, man, like, if I go to Switch's house, right, that's Switch's house. You know, I gotta follow his rules. I gotta whatever he say. If he has a no shoe policy, like, that's what it is, you know. Like, I'm not gonna impose my views on the house that he built. You know what I'm saying? And so if that's their rules, that's their rules, you know. I would like it to be a place, like Switch said, a place where, you know, you're free to speak your mind, you know. But there's, you know what, there's other platforms, you know, that you can do that. on. You know what I'm saying? There's like Parler and a few other sites that people have gone to, you know, so that they can have they can say what they want to. You know, people don't want that. You know, they want to go to Twitter and they want to go to Facebook and all that because of searchability. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, it is what it is. You got to respect it. If you don't like it, build your own Twitter. You know, invest in somebody who is building the next Twitter. You know,
right.
There's people out here who are doing it. You know what I'm saying? Support the other brands if you don't like it. You know, that's just what it is, man. You know what I mean? Like,
do you guys think that this harms them in a way, like the social media platforms, where people are gonna look to other social media platforms to have that free market for anyone to express themselves and, you know, say whatever they want to say?
That's tough. I think for those that value freedom of speech, I think it may. But a lot of people, they lose accounts and they bounce back and start a new one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. I've lost accounts before. You know, I don't know. Like, are people still rocking Gucci? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some people ain't, you know, a lot of people still are, you know.
I still rock my Gucci belt and I tuck my hoodie in so everyone can see.
So everybody can see it. Yeah. I feel you. You know? But you also got it. You also got it in Soho. You got it on Canal Street, right? So
yeah, Canal.
So really didn't go to Gucci.
It's a little different.
That Fucci.
But you know what I mean? Like,
and have y'all heard like both sides are like complaining right now? Like, it's like both of them have an issue. Both. Or is it mainly the right?
I don't.
Everybody
government.
Complains,
I don't want government in any industry. That's just my, you know, that's just my opinion. I don't care. Right. What it is. I don't want no government in any industry.
Word. They might start coming into podcasting.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah. You know, next thing you know, government's going to be in there trying to legislate it. You can say this, you can't say that. You got to pay for a licensing fee. You got to, yeah, exactly. Right. Like you said, man, then, you know, everybody can't podcast, you know?
They're going to take Jay's job. You know, shit, they're going to be a random dude in a suit, right? They're talking about, nah, you can't say that.
Landing the plane, huh?
Right.
Pretty deep. That's deep right there.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy, you know, and it.
So that's how it starts, you're saying. This is the starting point, and that's how far it can go if they continue to push these.
Yo, ideas. It could go mad extreme. Like in Cali, they were voting on should the porn industry use condoms, right? And it wasn't just that, because they wanted to create a government position where someone would be in charge of that, like to monitor on porn sites. If they were using condoms, like, why do we need government? Why do we need to create a government job for that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
who wants that job, yo?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I gotta go. You know, I gotta go to 10 porn sites today to make sure that people, like, bro, we don't need government in any industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, however you feel about pornography, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole different argument, but we just don't need government in every industry. I just feel like it's just not necessary. You know what I mean? And
right.
and we don't need government in social media, you know, like.
They got their hands on too many things. And just to clarify, we do not endorse porn at all.
No, not at all. I mean? Not at all. Believers. Like I said, in the last podcast, I struggle with pornography in the past. You know what I mean? I don't condone pornography. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely leads to sexual sin. It is a sexual sin because Jesus said that if you lust, you know, if you look at a woman with lust, you know what I mean? You've already committed adultery. You know what I'm saying?
So Shabba.
That's what it is.
Speak on
man.
It, brother.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where we stand officially as a podcast, you know, just to clear up any type of confusion. You know what I mean?
For real. But yeah, that's good stuff, man. I could. You know, and that's how I feel. You know what I mean? This is their platform. They created it. Listen, they invested their time, their money, their energy. They built this up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like what role did the government play in creating Facebook? You know what I'm saying? I mean, now you could argue that the government has funded Facebook and a couple of other these organizations. I think that they gotten like $400 million in tax dollars. if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, so has Apple and Google. I think Google got the most. I got to look at the numbers again, but it's in the like $400, $600, and $800 million. I just don't know who got what. You know, but in the beginning, when it first started, like government didn't play a role in that. You know what I'm saying? Like government didn't help Twitter be created, you know? Like right. Government doesn't create any industries.
Right.
Except more government.
And this seems to be telling towards individuals as well, as far as where they're getting their news information from. All right. It's like social media is a new way of getting news information.
Right.
And most people, not most, but a lot of people that I have seen tend to just read a headline. Even with they do it even with our own pod. You know what I'm saying? Like they answer the question with before even listening to the entire podcast. You know what I'm saying? We'll put
who's
the
quote.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we put, like, who's the sick, you know, what about an LGBT rapper? Oh, what kind of question is that? We'll listen to the whole episode. Right. Get the details. Get, you know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously,
and
you know.
And that's how those news stories are written. They usually, because they know that people don't read past the headlines, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. And obviously, you know, let y'all know, we do things not so much for clout, but for searchability. You know what I mean? We know that, hey, we put this title out, we put it like this, people are going to be searching for these keywords, right? We do our homework and our stuff. And, you know, it's just like people just answer our question without even like taking the time to listen or complete. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, listen to the joint first. You know what I mean? Same thing with the media headlines. You read something, don't be sending me clips or something that you ain't even watched yet.
Yo, since you're on the subject, man, like just a quick little tangent, man. I hate it when people send me like a 15-minute video. You know what I'm saying? First of all, don't send me a 15-minute video, especially about Trump. You know, and then, you know, second, like a video that you didn't even watch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Bro,
I'm hate not that. Watching anyway, yeah. Yo, seriously, like if it's not a minute long, like I'll wait
Word.
A minute.
If they couldn't summarize that, yeah. If they couldn't summarize like, that,
a double tap. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not watching that 15 minute video, dog. Like it's just can't
you know,
do it.
You know? Yeah, go ahead.
I get 5 minute video. Look, or like, I might.
I don't even watch 5 minute videos on IGTV. I don't even like IGTV. You know what I mean? If it's longer than a minute, I'm not doing it, bro. Like so for those listening, I do the editing, right? In the little bit of graphic design on the thumbnails. Like a lot of times I don't know how to do stuff. And so I go on YouTube and I figure it out. I ask a question. How do you know, X, Y, Z? I always pick the video that's like 2-3 minutes long. Why am I going to watch a 20-minute video? Like, get to the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't send me no 15-minute videos. Please. Please, please.
Yeah. I want to apologize, but Jimmy and they lying. Because if somebody sends them this podcast, they better be watching it for 15 minutes.
This podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody sends our stuff to somebody, they got to watch it.
Make sure you watch
it. We talking about stuff that's not entertaining. Like, if you're going to send me, like, if there was a 15-minute video about Facebook, this whole thing with the send, I'm not watching that, yo. Like, beat it. Or 15-minute video on Biden. I'm not watching it.
But I think sometimes that's because there's so much information to unpack. And even sometimes people don't know how to. Yeah. And people don't know how to answer debate sometimes, right? Like sometimes you and somebody might have, you know, like let's say we're talking about Pizzagate, right? Like you might not remember everything that you heard or the information you know about Pizzagate. And you probably did your research, but you're still like, let me just send you this video. This has all the information.
Yeah, and that's cool.
I did watch that.
That's an invitation. That's cool, though, because that's an invitation. We're engaged in a conversation, and you're trying to inform me on something, right? And and the video articulates it way better than, you know, you and I can. I get that. I'm saying, like, just random, like, you just sending me a random 10-15-minute video, bro. Like, we ain't even having a conversation. Why are you sending me this? This is not the topic of discussion right now. You know what I'm saying? Send me all the memes. You know what I mean?
Yo, I think you need to add him. Who's that sending you?
I'm just, it's a few people, bro. It's a few people. And it's all because of Trump. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of MAGAs, bro. Like, bro, I get it.
Listen, get man. It, you know? Get your Civil War outfit. Who's who? Who's who? Well, obviously, Trump is Iron Man.
Is he?
And Biden's Captain America.
Oh my gosh. Listen, thank you so much for listening, subscribing. We're gonna end it here.
Nah, they say Trump is Captain America. What do you
mean? Listen, that's great.
It's red and blue.
If you like Captain America, make sure you hit that like button. If you like Iron Man, make sure you leave a comment.
Yep.
And if you like Marvel or DC, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We'll see you next week. Make sure you check out those other videos. Check out Selah's music. Links will be in the description. And we'll see you next week. Peace.